Blog Talk Radio.
Niggas slut a smut, the riders when they on Facebook. Catch them slipping at these rallies and they act real shook. 24-7 on the grind, my comrades putting it work. New generation, the Panther organizing the turn. Build with the brothers on the block, cause we the last ones that they got. Feed the people, bang on cops, political air and break the law. Couple times for the masses, build community defense. While these boot licking bougie ass niggas ride the fence. Used to was a boost, ain't no half-ends in the movement. I got elders and soldiers, but still dedicated to it. It's a lifetime commitment, black riders gon' represent it. Flipping the tribalism with our OG by the prison. But thanks to General Top, I sympathizing with the block. And nobody gave a fuck, they assassinated Pop. Like they assassinated Malcolm, send them up to Tijuana. But we coming for revenge, and I put that on my mama.
Like they wanna end police brutality. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the team. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. I'm a rise to the take, I'm buried. To go out in the burst of flames, my business as a revolutionary. I'm the last of a dying breed. Pray to God I live long enough to teach my seed, fulfilling my legacy. Ride on the enemy, I'm peak when they pop. But they more kept zipping niggas and start to kill on my block. These cowards fake as fuck. They rat you out to the cops, molly your face. But these niggas got me twisted like lava. What fake niggas I can't fuck with. Niggas are shady nowadays, so be careful who you run with. Precision shots, only thing my guns fit. Niggas be working for the state, so they kill us or they hit. Not every government agent wears a gun on his hip. Strategically placed cooperatives to roam in the midst. Gotta learn from my mistakes, separate the real from the fake. It's the reason why these bougie try to leave your niggas fake. Say they wanna end police brutality. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the team. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
I'm a straight rider, you don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police working at me, but they can't do nothing to us. We'll be right back.
for it. When it's time to die, to be a man to pick the way you lead. Fuck peace and the police, my ambitions as a rider.
We must represent self-defense at all times. We push eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life. We must understand that the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense back in the 60s created a 10-point platform and program that was very vital and important for us seeking true revolution and relief from the horror and the pain and the torture of being dominated and oppressed by a white supremacy elite group who has been running and invading through Africa for over 6,000 years. This program of the 10-point platform, vitally important for our people to understand the basics. We as Black Riders have upgraded that 10-point platform and program. We created the Black Commune program. We added a couple extra points to deal with the modern day issues that we face. Let's look into that. The Black Commune program. It states, we ride for the Black Commune program because it is what we want and believe. A Black Commune is a Black community built on the belief of sharing and mutual cooperation between all people of that community, which brings forth unity. What is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. This is a belief system that Black people have held since the beginning of human existence. It allowed us to ride out any storm in perfect unity. This is the type of Black community that we ride for. Point A, we ride for total liberation. Point B, we ride to put a stop to the thievery by capitalists of our Black community. Point C, we ride for maximum and complete employment for our people. Point D, we ride for freedom of speech. Point E, we ride because we demand the cases of all Black people held captive in the jails and prisons of America reopened, reinvestigated, and retried by members of the Black community. Point F, we ride for decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. Point G, we ride for education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. Point H, we ride for an end to the drug problem. Point I, my favorite, we ride for all Black people to be exempt from military service. Point J, we ride for an immediate end to police brutality and murder of Black people. Point K, we ride for full medical attention that should be given to all Black people. Point L, we ride for an end to environmental racism and to stop the disruption of the Earth's ecological balance. Last but not least, point M, we ride for land, technology, bread, housing, education, clothing, medical care, justice, peace, and an end to environmental racism. Black power, all power to the people. Now, this is vitally important for us to stand, to understand. We look into the history and the teachings and the examples of the original Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And they brought about, Huey P. Newton in particular, brought about a theory called intercommunalism. This was a theory that was necessary to push the vanguard force came from racist America amongst our people, the chosen people, to push to help liberate the planet. We as Black people must understand our true role in history, our true role on the planet. We must understand that we are trapped inside the belly of the beast, and we are in the perfect strategic position to deal the death blow and bring about the end to all oppression on the planet, of all the oppression that exists throughout the galaxy. Because the racist white man has attempted to colonize the planet and the galaxy. And this intercommunalism was vitally important to help guide the comrades for true revolution. We believe that this theory was a guide to their action. We as Black Riders, the new generation Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, have to upgrade that theory of intercommunalism, just as if we upgraded the 10-point platform and program. We created African intercommunalism. African intercommunalism, its key components is Black nationalism, Pan-Africanism, Black liberation theology, and the true internationalism. Let's go over them again. Black nationalism, Pan-Africanism, Black liberation theology, and intercommunalism. This is important for us to understand the true nature of the white supremacist demon. We must push for true liberation and salvation of the Black nation. We hold tight to a creed, though, the Black Waters Creed. Let's go over that. It states, when your time comes to die for Black and oppressed people, be not like those whose hearts are filled with fear of death. Sing your song and die like a hero going home. It states, I am a Black rider. I am a soldier and member of a team. I am a servant of the people and live with revolutionary values. I will always place the mission first. I will never accept defeat. I will never quit. I am disciplined physically, mentally tough, trained and proficient in the way of a warrior. I always maintain my arms, equipment, and self. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy the enemies of the party and the people. I am a Black freedom fighter. I am a Black rider. Power, that's what we pushing all day, every day, even on a motherfucking Sunday. So let's hear from our Minister of Defense, King Samir Shabazz. Do we have him on the line? Black power.
Black power, black power. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Black power.
Black power. Death to white supremacy. Death to white imperialism. Hell, death to white people in defense of African liberation. I want to open up with a greeting and salutation of peace, peace after war. And that's how I'm greeting. Because a lot of us have become comfortable with just peace. And some of us have become so peaceful that we've forgotten about war. The Black Panther Party revolutionized a war. Dr. Huey P. Newton, and for the sake of intellectual conversation, I will give Bobby Seale a little bit of credit. And most of y'all who know me know why I said what I just said. P. Newton and Bobby Seale understood that Black people in the hood was at war. A lot of us saw it, and a lot of us still don't see it today. King Samir, why do you always talk about war? Everything be going just fine and dandy until your little black ass get on. You always got to bring death and destruction to everything. You're damn right. A lot of us have forgotten about our death and destruction. A lot of us have forgotten about our enslavement and our torture. A lot of us have forgotten the true legacy of African people. So in the black ground, you hear the young brothers roaring their vehicles, their four-wheelers, their two-wheelers. I be out here with the people. So I'm walking through the trail and ran into these brothers. So I came a little distance back to the campsite, blackout, with just a small portion of Rebel Village this time. Because I got bigger plans for Rebel Village. So why am I mentioning Rebel Village and talking about war and talking about Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale? Because they created a war tactic called the survival program. And here we are, our first official Black Riders station. And the first thing we bring to you, as always, Black survival. Because the survival programs was the element and are and is the element to our unification and our salvation. Now, a lot of us ain't going to get down with the program. Let's understand that. And believe it or not, I'm still having a hard time to understand that. But I'm seeing it more and more. The coons have really made themselves known. The agents have made themselves known. Talking about survival, which is the key element if we're talking about unifying the hood. It's okay if you want to bang. That's cool. But I'm going to tell you, like Attorney Malik used to say, if you're going to be a blood, you should be shedding the blood of our open enemy. And if you're a Crip, you should be crippling the hell out of our open enemy. Survival. These survival programs is what raised the consciousness not only of the party, but of the people. So here we are on the Black Survival Program, sticking to the foundation, as I generally so eloquently put, sticking to what works. But of course, we live in a new day, and we're living in a new time, and we're living with a new mindset of people. The white man is going to always be the devil. That ain't going to change. Whether it's 2000 BC or 2000 Jew millennium, the white man is still going to be his natural self. And we keep expecting him to change. He's not going to change. His oppression is not going to change unless we change it. So here we are, our first Black Riders survival program under the leadership of General Taco. Myself, I am the Minister of Defense of this wonderful revolutionary organization, and I'm proud, honored, to be a part of something great but greater than myself. And sometimes we got to just look at what's in front of us, family, and be appreciative just for the small things in life. Because what y'all don't understand is it's a lot of pressure on us. Daily, we got to worry about our people. We got to worry about the organization. We got to worry about our children. We got to worry about our women. We got to worry about our husbands. We got to worry about our grandmamas and mamas. And we got a lot to worry about because we know what true liberation means. We know what true liberation is about. So, sisters, you can no longer just be scared. Walking around here like everything is just going to be all right. The old faggot they call Jesus Christ. No, sister, it's not going to be the hell all right. You better learn how to shoot. You better learn how to cut open some animals and cut some meat. You better learn how to dig some trenches. You better learn survival. Because this cracker ain't going to not put a bullet in your face because you cute. Hell, your cuteness won't mean a damn thing. Not in these days and times. We're talking about survival. Pietro and Bobby Hutton got out in those streets and started dealing with the people hand to hand, hands on, face to face with the survival propaganda. The Black Panther newspaper, the survival propaganda. Whatever organization you in, your newspaper should be your number one weapon of war. Propaganda. Where is it? Let's get it. Because Bobby Hutton lost his life. Because he loved the people so much. See, and what you don't understand is when we do this work, this is a training. This ain't no just get the fuck out here and look hardcore, super black power, Mr. Goddamn Black Panther militant. Hell no. We understand that we are at war. The Black Riders clearly understand that we are at war. So everything that we do, everything that we bring, it's based on the survival of our people. It's based on the liberation of African people. That's what we stand on. That's what our general just read to you. The founding principles. A lot of y'all can't even follow basic founding rules. But you want to be goddamn Mr. Woodsman, Mr. Outdoors. Unruly and undisciplined as hell. How you gonna lead somebody? Well, you can't learn basic tactic and basic strategy. So since 1996, there has been an understanding, there has been a declaration of war when the Black Riders Liberation Party was founded. General Taco declared war. And here we are today, 2018, rioting, putting our lives on the line for people we know for a fact we will never in our life meet face to face. But the love, the sincerity that we have for you, bringing these survival tactics, these survival programs to you, free shoes program, free breakfast program. Sister Dion, our chairwoman in Baton Rouge of the new Black Panther Party. Breakfast programs, clothing programs. These are declarations of war. Do y'all know in Philly, we used to be out there so hard declaring war on the city of Philadelphia, they made it illegal to give out free shoes and free clothing and free food to black people. So they understand this is war. Why do you think the Black Panther Party was dismantled so hard? Why do you think they went so hard, so far to just all out assassination? You think it was because they was just screaming black power? Hell no, fool. Do you know the free breakfast program embarrassed the entire United States of America? Do you know black people in the hood were feeding more babies than the entire United States government? I don't think y'all study it. So here we are, putting our lives on the line once again. Clothes, free this, free that, free transportation to see your peoples in jail, free book programs, free poetry content, all types of stuff. Why do you think we are doing this? And if you ain't doing it, damn it, you better get with the program. So you're listening to the Black Riders Liberation Party with programs. Not just some damn talk. Everybody want to be a damn panther until it's time to work. Everybody want to put on a uniform, take a few pictures for damn Instagram and Facebook until it's time to do some real damn survival work. Niggas running like damn pussy cats. So if you ain't about to work, don't waste your goddamn time. Stick a boo-boo in your mouth and call it a day. Don't waste your time. Because Taco went through war for this organization. Eat a Rep went through war for this organization. All of our sergeants, people that we have in place, were properly tested for that position, that post. And I can tell you right now, I got pics of black riders banging on goddamn police, banging on enemies. And damn it, we're going to continue to bang in the defense of black people. How many of you are really ready to go to war? A lot of y'all ain't got 2 bottles of water in your damn house. You ain't got a can of chicken soup or ham spam in your damn house. Talk is fucking cheap. It sounds great for those who are scared to go to war. It sounds good. But damn it, we've been battle tested. Crystal Muhammad's been battle tested. What the hell you talking about? We've been battle tested to do what we do and bring it to you out of love and sincerity for you. But some of you niggas are just so damn non-supportive, male and goddamn females too. Acting like these damn lazy ass sisters don't exist. The brothers are lazy because the sisters is lazy. And the sisters is lazy because the brothers is lazy. Let's keep it the hell real. Since we're talking about warfare. So Huey Newton and Bobby Seale understood this is war. So that 10-point program and platform is a declaration of war. Black commune program is a declaration of war. And this is what we stand on. And believe it or not, damn it, this is what we sacrificed for. I'm still going through stuff with these damn crackers. Now they finally allow me to travel. Oh, hell. Finally. But there's still stipulations with that. You think the cracker just gonna let me roam around the world with no stipulation? You're a damn fool. You know they're gonna get me somehow. Because I understand. I was pissed off at first, but then I said, it's me. Nothing is normal when it comes to me. So I understand. I'm constantly at war with my enemy somehow, some way, be it physical, be it economical, be it agriculturally, be it goddamn mental or spiritual. This is why we are always engaged, militant, always engaged. For the hearts and minds of black people. Always engaged in war. We can't get away from it. And I'm not going to let you get away from it. You better sharpen up, man. Because some of these documents I've been receiving, you keep on playing. You keep on thinking Donald Trump is the damn problem. Donald Trump is the executioner of the problem, fool. So you so distracted. Trump this, Trump that. Fuck Trump and fuck America. Damn it, I'm at war. I done been through hell. Y'all don't understand, yo. Y'all don't understand the shit we gotta go through on a daily basis to live for you. Just to be around so we could be one of those numbers. You know the old church song, as the saints go marching in. Damn it, we the saints. We are the revolutionary saints for African liberation. You want to be free? Get down with the real saints. Whether you in New Orleans, Philadelphia, California, or goddamn Scandinavia. The saints are going marching in. Control. Don't you vision that? Don't you vision an army of black men and black women side by side, busting Pecker Woods everywhere we find him? In the name of liberation? Some of y'all scared to dream about it. Punk ass selves. Black power.
Power, black power, all power to the people. Much respect and love for dropping them jewels of knowledge to help uplift our people. We pushing for total revolution. This is necessary and vital because we are a nation trapped within the nation. The demons of white supremacy kidnapped us, bust us upside the head. Drug us on that middle passage over here and ruthlessly robbed us. They robbed us of our culture, robbed us of our land, robbed us of our language, robbed us of everything within our heritage, robbed us even of our human beingness. We have been busted inside the head and brainwashed and caught amnesia and failed to understand that we are a nation trapped within another white supremacy nation. And we must organize ourselves based on nationhood. But we must also see and move locally, and we must also move globally, because the demons of white supremacy have conquered the planet. So it's up to us as a people to lead the way to wipe the demon off the face of the planet. We must understand that racist America have pushed their military goons all over the planet to conquer country after country, people after people. And we must understand our true role here to help liberate the planet. They consider themselves to be the pigs of the planet. Every major war that they launched is based on greed. It's based on oil, gold, diamond, and the takeover of our people's culture, land, and precious minerals. It is called foreign imperialism, which brings about slavery and then colonization. We, as a people, are a colony trapped within America, a nation trapped. So we must understand our true role. Today's show will be short. It will be only 1 hour. So we're going to get the callers in. Let's see who we have on the line representing Black Power. First caller on the line. Black Survival Class Radio Show, Black Power. Black Power, Black Power, all power to the people. We're going to move on to the next caller. Black Power, Black Power. You on the line? Black Power, Black Power, you on the line? Okay, okay. Moving on. Black Power, Black Power. You on the line? Black Power, speak up. Black Survival Class Radio Show. Black Power. Black Power, all power to the people. Black Power, 214-662. Can you speak up, Black Power? Okay, we're going to move on. This is our first radio show. It represents truth to our people. We must continuously raise the consciousness of our people in as many ways possible. Like our MOD just pointed out, the original Black Panther Party set up survival program. This is also one of our survival programs. The OG set up the Breakfast for Children program, free ambulance service, free health clinics, a whole intercommunal school for our children, and a Black Panther newspaper. We follow that example as Black Riders, the new generation, Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We started out in 1996 within the hells and smells of the concentration camp system, the prison industrial complex, which has our people trapped inside, buried alive under concrete and steel. We studied our African history and learned our heritage. We learned of the original Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And us, being former bangers, got together based on unity and decided to push a line at the real racist enemy. We united. We upgraded the 10-point platform and program and created the Black Commune program. And that was 22 years ago. Since then, we have expanded and pushed all over the country, all over the planet. We have chapters all over in Oakland. We got a chapter in Portland, in Texas, Chicago, New York, Florida, Britain, Jamaica, Ghana, New Zealand. So we've been pushing the line and we'll be constantly growing. And this is important because this is a global movement. So this is the first show today. Any last words, MOD, Minister of Defense, King Samir, sir, Black Power.
Black Survival. Black Survival, Black Survival, Black Survival. We gotta think survival, survival, survival. You wanna be free? Well, your survival counts on your freedom. And your freedom counts on your survival. So I'm out here, black out here, in my element. Right now, going some tarp shelters together, just getting busy out here, you dig? So getting black in training, pick up where I left off. Next month, family, I will be doing young boys rites of passage survival training here in New Jersey. Young brothers I've been building with, and you know, really doing my thing with them as much as I possibly can. So I've decided to do a rites of passage, African rites of passage, African warriorhood rites of passage survival training from boys to men. So I'll keep you updated on that if you are interested. I'm not on Facebook at this time. They done got me again. So my 30-day period is not nowhere near up yet. So just stay posted. You can reach us on our Facebook page, the Black Riders, or any comrades, any folks that's interested, get at me as soon as possible, and I'll give you all the information you need to know. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Much love and respect to all black people who listen in. We must push for the absolute total liberation and salvation of the black nation. Death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. Tune in next month on the 1st at 2 p.m. West Coast, this line on a stronger level for a longer duration of time. So have your pen and your paper ready, because it's time to learn about the true history of our people and how we must seek total absolute liberation. Black power and all power to the people.
We as black people need to unite. We need to get together as soon as possible. We're being smoked and killed by these pigs every single day. Driving while I'm black, walking while I'm black, breathing while I'm black. They gun us down in the street.
Fresh boots for the new recruits. I raise an arm and a salute as I address the troops. They say black riders is extreme, that's how we gotta move. And tell the truth, we've been betrayed, so now we sucker proof. Niggas hating cause we do it like no other do. They throwing shade, we still shining like the month of June. Let these suckers speculate while we keep making moves. We pace across the nation, drop power tapes. Our number twos bring terror to the state, cause we propagating in the booth. Asthmatic with the flow and spreading like the flu. We military campaign on the track. Most of the niggas in the game seeking fame and they rap. Guess the grain breaks psychological chains with these facts. Thinking move on these haters, launch a counterattack. Learn the lessons from the past, so we sticking with the jab. Keep these suckers at a distance while we execute the task.
We must pick up the gun and aim it in the right direction. For far too long, we as black people have been tricked, bamboozled, and manipulated by the evil racist demons who run this country, who run the United States of America. These demons have caused massacres and mass amount of slavery. Back in the days on the plantation, the most rebellious leader will be drugged in front of the plantation. All slaves will be brought out the hut. We as black people have been bust upside the head, drugged from Africa, and forced to change to pick cotton for these bust-ass demons. It's time for us to get together and unite.
This rap is revolutionary African propaganda scattered throughout the entire planet. Communication device like antennas and satellites. Every time I grab the mic and recite what I write, it's like lyrical spirituals of enslaved ancestors round the campfire plotting how to defeat the oppressor. Real youth, we're the root of the revolution. We need wealth redistribution to control our institutions. We're ruthless, rebellious warriors, black riders. The spirit of Tupac is inside us, it's thug life. I represent the resurrection, the insurrection. It's time to criticize the unjust with the weapon.
He will be brutally assassinated for rebellious activity in order to instill fear into our people. For far too long, generation after generation, we have been instilled with this fear. We have been instilled with this cowardice. Now it's time for us to stand up and get together to represent black power every hour. We represent the Black Rock, which is the new generation Black Panther Party for self-defense. We recognize the old generation, the old Black Panther Party, got brutally assassinated by the evil demons. COINTELPRO and J. Gay Edgar Hoover. He pushed in the crack cocaine, had Hewitt and everybody smoking dope. Now we recognize what's going on. Now we see that you manipulated us and pumped guns into our community. They smuggled these things into the black community to confuse us, to trick us, and to banging on each other. Now we aware, we are conscious. We recreated the Black Panther Party because it was a need to retaliate on the evil demons. On this mic, you're gonna hear today, Comrade, Minister of Public Relations, ERF, to get at y'all, to make y'all understand what needs to be understood. This is Sergeant Scar, our ground force commander. He coming through banging on y'all, letting y'all know the truth, busting you upside the head and breaking falsehood open.
Yeah, You can find me on the block, the slab, like Brillo pads and glad bags. Hollering fools, just as addicted to the fast cash. Niggas passed out when they surviving from a grab bag. Pull that Mac out, put a bullet where his badge at. Fuck a petty robbery, niggas are strip NASDAQ. Scoping out officials, hiding where they put the trash at. Casing out the house, documenting all the routes. Cut them slipping in the driveway and empty his account. Hanging up his mouth, taping explosive in her mouth. Telling nobody's getting out till we receive the full amount. Without a doubt, we kill every motherfucker in the house.
bounce. Ain't the average nigga posted on the corner with an ounce. I'm a dedicated gorilla with a deadly disposition. Just itching when you sleep on the floor, you can't fall down. All I need is an excuse to martyr out, cause real niggas don't die, we multiply within the drought. You can kill the revolutionary, not the revolution. Like the spirit of Machiavelli resurrecting the movement. Everything that we believe is documented in the music, so generations to come and know exactly why we do it.
Real niggas don't die, cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place.
Real niggas don't die.
When you call authorities, remember my people know what you say.
Real niggas don't die.
When your kids go to school up or die, you gon' get it either way.
Real niggas don't die.
Rather die fighting for liberation than to keep living like a slave.
No, real niggas don't die.
I come from the motherfucking slums where the U.S. government flooded with drugs and guns. Underground economy, tax-free policy, turf dictatorship. This is not democracy. Body after body, these casualties piling up. We love the spirit eternal, so we don't give a fuck. Wanna know what the afterlife is like? Every time you go to sleep, shit, we die every night. I'd rather die trying to fight than live trying to hide. If I'm hiding, I'm awaiting the right time to strike. You can't kill an idea, I'm not just a man. I represent something bigger than, nigga, I'm just saying. So what you think you really gonna do to me? This realm is temporary and illusory, excuse me. You fools don't really wanna make me a martyr. I'll come back and hunt you harder, this earth fire.
Real
and water.
Niggas don't die, cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place.
Real niggas don't die.
But you call authorities, remember my people know what you say.
Real niggas don't die.
When your kids go to school up or die, you gon' get it either way.
Real niggas don't die.
Rather die fighting for liberation than to keep living like a slave.
No, real niggas don't
die. I'm immortal, you cannot destroy me, boy. I'm a soldier, I was born for war. I thought I told you I've been crazy, ain't shit you can say to me to calm me down. I'm still tripping off slavery. I'm the ghost that invokes the souls of those who oppose the social order. I'm on one, can't stop, won't stop. Soon as the funk pop, we gon' rock off top. I'm resurrection for the middle passes to kill you bastards. I'm a torturer, torment you forever after. I'm not a rapper, I'm real gorilla, I really clap you. And this get out of for anybody, you know what happened. I run up on Donald Trump with a pump. Stick him up, hit him up, throw his ass in the trunk. And if I get assassinated, everyone retaliated. Crackers get decapitated, I am
real
not exaggerated.
Cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place.
Real niggas don't die.
But you call authorities, remember my people know what you say.
Real niggas don't die.
When your kids go to school up or die, you gon' get it either way.
Real niggas don't die.
Rather die fighting for liberation than to keep living like a slave.
No, real niggas don't die.
I'm a straight rider, you don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to me.
Cars, these black as a rap star, it's nothing without God. Was born rough and rugged. I'm dressing the